Let's find out more about what's happening with the virus and flattening the curve. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers joins us next on the News at One. And we're seeing more details today, Fergal, of test result delays. It appears to be a lot of frustration around this. What are the problems there?
Yes, I'm aware there are of two cases involving nursing homes where doctors are concerned over delays in COVID-19 test results. Now, in the first, a swab was taken by the National Ambulance Service at the home on the 23rd of March. Sadly, the resident died last night in the home, and the doctor said the test result had not come true, even at that stage, positive or negative. So the case, you know, has to be treated as a positive case by the funeral home with strict precautions. There are guidelines that were issued recently in that regard. And then in the second case, also in a nursing home, a swab was taken on March 24th. The resident was later transferred to a Dublin hospital. I'm told he's quite ill, and the results of that swab are not available. Now, this is important. Why? Well, given the number of clusters reported, especially in nursing homes, and the fact that as of now, neither of these two nursing homes have had a positive case. Now, it doesn't change the medical approach and precautions in the two cases taken, but it ties up valuable isolation time, personal protective equipment, staff, resources for longer than needed. And it also, of course, causes anxiety longer than needed for the patient and the family and the staff too, and causes difficulties for nursing homes that have had no positive cases to date. They're left effectively in limbo.
And what has the HSE, Fergal, been saying about this today?
Well, the HSE said it had indicated previously, and it has, that labs are experiencing challenges in terms of getting reagents for testing. And the HSE said it's a global problem, and that's true. The HSE is continuing to prioritise testing of health staff and inpatients in acute hospitals and residents in particular facilities. Now, it has apologised for these delays, and it says it's trying to improve turnaround times for tests, and that extra labs are coming on stream, and some of those labs use different reagents, like at Cherry Orchard in Dublin and a Department of Agriculture laboratory coming on stream. And the HSE has emphasised that testing, it's done for public health as opposed for clinical reasons. So ultimately, if patients are waiting to be tested or have been tested and are waiting for results, the rule really is they should continue to self-isolate for 14 days awaiting their results.
And Fergal, I see the Minister for Health in the last little while confirming that contact tracing will now be carried out on those who are suspected of having COVID-19 but don't have confirmation of that in their test results. That's quite a big change, isn't it?
It's part of the clinical guidelines revised that were issued last night here at the briefing by the Department of Health officials, which included Dr. Tony Hoolan. And what happens there is that they're going in 48 hours before you have symptoms. They want to know the people that you've met 48 hours before you showed signs of having the illness. So they're casting their net much wider in that regard.
Okay, Fergal, we'll leave it there. Thank you for that. That's Fergal Bowers.